God moves. Open up, like I said, open up your Bible to the book of Joshua. How many here, you need courage? Amen. A few people. Glory to God. The other ones, amen. Hopefully by the end of the service, you are full of courage. Joshua 1, starting in verse 1, and we're going to go through verse 9. Amen. It says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan and all this people to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel, every place, listen to what he says, every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, as I said to Moses, from the wilderness and Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, to the great sea, towards the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you as the days, all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you also. I will not leave nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage? Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Let's pray. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We ask you, God, that you would help us. God, as you have commanded, when you speak, you are not man that you should lie. Your promises are yes and amen, that every place that our soul, the sole of our feet shall walk upon, we shall claim it in your name. We thank you and we praise you. Give us courage above all things, God, to be able to see these things accomplished and fulfilled. We thank you. We bind fear. We bind intimidation, for you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. So here it is, as you and I have started this new year, amen, we are on day 11. How many know that a lot of things have already happened in these first 11 days of the year? We're looking to get a fresh start. The main thing that we have learned from being able to achieve a fresh start is that we have to be able. Listen, folks, if we are not following Jesus, then how can we get that fresh start that we want? Everything that we do, in every attempt that we try, if we want different results, if we want a different experience, if we want something different, listen, we have to be able, amen, or else we will have the same conclusion if we do not follow Jesus the way Jesus wants you and I to follow him. The definition of insanity is doing the same things over and over and over, expecting a different result. If we are there and we are doing the things in the same manner, can I tell you, 2026 will come to a conclusion, 27 will come, and you and I will be in the same place. We're asking God, God, why? I wanted something different in my life. God, I wanted something fresh in my life. But yet, our mouth speaks one thing, but our actions continue to do the same things over and over. If you and I this morning, if do the same things over this year in 26, the same results will happen as 25, 24, and so on and so on. We'll enter, we'll have an excitement, we'll pop the balloons, we'll pop the fire, the noisemakers will come in, we'll hug, we'll do, but yet we'll be the same way. See, we get on fire for a while, but if we do nothing, that fire will begin to wear off. We cannot make decisive decisions if we are not willing to fully surrender and follow Jesus like he desires, not like you and I desire. How many know that we make the Lord, or we can make the Lord, into a genie in the bottle? God, let me make you to do what I want you to do. And Jesus is like, good luck. Let me rub you, give me three wishes, pow, pow. And God is like, if you want to follow, if you want the blessings, you have to follow me with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Everything within you has to be given to me. See, you and I cannot make those decisive life-altering changes, decisions that are going to alter the course of your life, if we are not willing to follow Jesus like Jesus wants. Here in our text, we see that the people of Israel, they needed a new leader. They needed somebody to come in and step in. We see that Moses, at the end of Deuteronomy, the mount that God takes him, he allows him to see it, but as he sees everything, he's there over the edge, overlooking, and he sees the promised land, but yet he never enters. And here it is, God now brings forth Joshua to be the one, that was going to lead the people of Israel to go forward into the promises and all that God had for their lives. Firstly, God speaks, and he is speaking to Joshua. See, the Israelites had escaped from the Egyptians. God had delivered them from the bondage. A bondage that was of over 400 years. They had been wandering through the desert for now at that time. Which should have just been, what should have just been a few days. Now it's a wandering of 40 years. You know, can I tell you? I drove to Dallas on Wednesday after service. Can I tell you, I told my wife, I'm never doing that again. I said, that's it. 11 hours is 11 hours. That's a long 11 hours when you're tired. Imagine what should have just been a few days. Now they're there and, hey, Joe, how are you? Oh, Joe, I'm doing great. Okay. Joe, didn't we meet here yesterday? Over and over. They're just going round and round. They're just looking at each other. So much time goes by. When is this going to happen? When is this going to end? It's just like that story where they get up. They come. Same things over and over. But they did that for 40 years, folks. But it should have only taken but a few days. See, all the first generation of people were now dead, except Joshua and Caleb. Moses had died. Moses had been the leader of Israel for there now 40 years. Though he had a lot of opposition, God still had appointed him as the leader, amen, the deliverer of God's people. He was to be the one that spoke to God and spoke for God. Can I tell you, God chooses his spokesperson. Amen. Well, why can't I do it? That's what Miriam, and Aaron, why can't I do it? We can do it. Just talk to Korah. Amen. And see what happened to Korah. Listen, can I tell you, folks? He had a lot of opposition, but yet he is the one that God has spoken to. Why doesn't God use me? Can I tell you, if you make yourselves available, God can choose you to be his spokesperson. See, he was the one that got direction from the Lord. He helped in all the arenas of life, including, listen, Moses was there. Next. Okay, what's wrong with you? Okay, go. Let's pray. We can live together. We can live in agreement. Next. We can come in. And he was the one that settled the disputes. But now we see that Moses was dead. Who was going to appoint, who was going to fill, amen, this enormous responsibility? The Lord calls Joshua, the son of Nun. He tells them, amen, that now is the time, that the time has come for you to be able to be the leader, amen. He was to fill the void that Moses, amen. How many know that? That would have probably, had to have been, there's a saying, great shoes to fill. As he was with Moses, now God will be with him. The same promises that were made to Moses, now God says will be made through and to you. God tells him that he will give him whatever land his, amen, the soles of his feet touches. God tells Joshua, no one will be able to stand against you. The Lord tells Joshua, amen, that he will never, amen, fail him. Imagine this. God tells you and I, even today, thousands of years later, that God will not fail you or abandon you. God, I feel left to myself. God is with you. God, I can't feel you. God is there with you. God, I can't. God is there. He says, I will never leave nor forsake you. He says, I will not fail you or abandon you. Can I tell you, you put your life in Joshua's feet. Do you think, that Joshua had or lacked the responsibility? We're not talking, about just being a foreman or a boss of a local company. We're talking about millions of people. God, am I capable? God, can I do it? That's a heavy responsibility. How many know that? Do you think that he could have possibly said to himself, there's no way that I can do this? How many have ever said that to yourself? There is no possible way that I can do this, but yet it gets done. Amen? But yet it gets fulfilled time and time again. We are so overwhelmed, and it's like, oh, I don't know how. And then God says, if you trust in me, I'm going to make the impossible possible. See, he could have probably said, Moses was different. I don't know if I have what it takes. Have we ever said that to ourselves? I see a great man of God, but yet I can't be that man. Or I cannot be that, I cannot be to that caliber because they are at a different caliber. Can I tell you? Every single one of us can be to that caliber if we just follow the example and, amen, surrender and follow God just like Moses did, just like Joshua did, just like all the people of the Bible did. Amen. You and I this morning, we can do likewise the same. They're not superheroes. They're just people that trusted in God. That when they said, amen, here we have Gideon, I am the least of the clan. Amen. And God says, you mighty man. He's hiding. You remember that? He's hiding behind the winepress because, they have come stolen everything. They're coming to get him. And God speaks to him. And he says, mighty man. Who's that voice talking to? See, could there be a possibility that Joshua was scared? I cannot fill this great shoes. Can I tell you? That's in every single one of us this morning. If we just look at what these can do. But when we look at what God can do, he makes the impossible possible. See, verses 6 through 9, the word of God says, be strong and of good courage. Only be strong and very courageous. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. See, can you spot those things out, folks, when you read it? If I did not do it, God says, amen, three times, amen, be strong and courageous. The Lord is telling of Joshua, have courage, amen, for Joshua to be able to accomplish, amen, what the Lord was telling him. He would need to have one thing, and that is courage. God had made big promises. He was going, listen, God was going to be able to fulfill, amen, his end of the bargain. But he needed a person. He needed a man to be able to stand and say, I can do this. I can do this. See, what is the definition of courage? Courage is the quality of mind and of spirit that enables a person to face difficulties, dangers, pains, etc., without one thing, and that is fear. See, courage is moving into an unknown future without fear. This is exactly what God is telling Joshua, amen, to do with courage. Joshua didn't know, listen, Joshua did not know those things that were to come on the other side of the Jordan River. But God had told Joshua that he would not leave him nor forsake him. In other words, he would not fail nor abandon him. See, God called Joshua. Can I tell you this morning? When God calls you, when God calls you, you will not fail. See, God called Joshua to face the unknowns, knowing that God had already gone before him. Can I tell you in everything, folks? Where you go, God has already gone by. Where you step, God has already, stepped over. It is right there that we see, the true biblical definition of courage, to be able to head into a future knowing that God was with you. See, some here this morning, if the truth is told, you are petrified, terrified about one thing, and that is your future. You're like, I don't want to grow up. I want to be a Toys R Us kid for the rest of my life. Amen? I don't want to grow up. Just leave me under the care of my mom and my daddy. Leave me under the care of all things. There I'm comfortable. When I step out, what am I going to face? What am I going to see? How am I going to react? See, we're terrified, petrified. They're in a standstill position because, we're scared of those things that are ahead of us. We're so worried about, what might happen that we never move forward from where we are. These are the things that might happen, and you begin to say all these different things, and that stops you from moving forward. See, we're stuck in a place while life, can I tell you, life does not stop because you're stuck. It doesn't stop. Life continues. I told my son, I said, son, you're going to have to find yourself where you are going to have to manage things, not those things manage you. We're in the same place where we were when last year began, and the year before, and the year before, and we're stuck because we are petrified, scared, there's fear, and we do not want to move. God has told you to move forward, but it is like there is a cement that is getting you, and you want to move, and all you do is rock back. And we don't move forward. There's no courage. Can I tell you where there's no courage? You're scared to move forward. I'm coming to an end. Can I make a statement this morning? All the promises that God made to Joshua, they're ours today. He calls you and I to be able to move forward, There are victories that are awaiting for you and I, amen, because God has already promised those things to us. God will hold up his end. His end of the deal. But there are steps that we have to be able to take. And to move forward, we need one thing. And that is to say no. Can I tell you? The first time you say no to fear, fear is going to grip at you, jump at you. But you say no to it again, it becomes less and less and less to where then it has no grip over you. It doesn't stop you. The reason why it stops you is because it begins to speak onto your mind. And once your mind is defeated, you're defeated. See, we need courage in the matters and the situations that our families go through. If nobody has courage in the family, everybody will be scared to move. And nobody will take that step of faith. See, our families need parents who are going to stand. Amen. We need parents who are not just going to, go through the status quo, but they are going to direct, their children in the path that those kids should go through. You have to direct their path. Your kids cannot take or make those decisions for themselves, not yet. That's why the Word of God says, train up your child in the way that he should go. And at the end, he will not depart from it. Listen to me. If you, let your child dictate your path, you're going to be more lost than anything else. To direct means to steer them that way. A lot of times, our children don't like to be steered. You know, I remember my kids. Listen, when my kids went to a store, if they didn't act right, they got the pow-pow. I don't know if you know what the pow-pow is. It's pow-pow. Okay? And when my kids would try to go out and be Mr. and Mrs. Reachables and touch everything, I had a lady one time tell me, sir, you can't do that to your kids. I said, ma'am, I'm sorry to tell you, but if I let my kids do whatever they want in the store, you're going to tell me you're a bad parent. And if I discipline my kids, then you're going to tell me I'm a bad parent. So when does the parent win? Now, you have to have a balance. You cannot be an abuser, because sometimes we can go overboard. And when we go overboard, then that's not discipline. That's abuse. Okay? So when my kids went, can I tell you? I learned something. I said, you're not going to do what you want to do. So I was training them. I was teaching them. I was steering them. I said, you're going to hold on to that steering wheel and to that shopping cart. And where that shopping cart goes, you're going to go. If that shopping cart takes a hard left, you're going to take a hard left. Hard right. But can I tell you, my kids, they learned. They learned. And they knew the quality of respect. They knew to say, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, because we taught them. See, there's going to be courage that is going to be necessary. Because if we allow our kids to wander in their own ways for a long time, they might not come back. Will you this morning have the courage to stand for your family and say, God, just as Joshua said, for as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Many people say, well, I'll let my kids make that decision when they come. But the only decision you're going to have is wherever I am or wherever I am, there you will be also. Amen? You're not going to have, well, Mom, I don't want to go to church today. Well, you don't have that option. Because if I teach them, can I tell you, I got 5 kids. My kids have not been perfect. They've made their mistakes. They can each tell you every single one of their mistakes. But because Mom and I steered them, every single one of them is serving God today. The oldest is 32. The youngest are going to be 20 at the end of next month. And now my grandkids, they can sit there and talk to you about the things of God. My oldest is 8, and my youngest just turned 1 on Wednesday. And can I tell you, every single one of my grandkids, they know that they have to be in church. Because church is impossible. Because church is, amen, helpful. That is the place where you learn. The home is the place where you learn. If we take them to places where they learn, amen, they will be taught properly. If you read your Bible and pray, your kids will likely read the Bible and pray for themselves. If all you listen to is, my mama said this and da, 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 then guess what they're going to say? When they start saying, beep, you're going to be like, don't say that, but you say that. Don't do that, but yet you do that. See, if we read, if you act like the devil around them, don't be surprised if they act the same. I'm sorry, folks. That's what I had in my notes. I apologize for that. If that offended you, amen. It was already on my notes. You can come and look at it. I don't take nothing back. Amen. See, our communities, amen, they need to see Christians. Can they see you? Can they see a Christian in you this morning? See, this is not going to mean that in everywhere you go, there has to be a disagreement. Well, let me fight. Let me. Can I tell you, everything doesn't have to be an argument. Because if they see you live your life for Christ, they're not going to argue with you. I literally have a witch that lives right across the street from me. Listen, she told my wife when my wife took cookies and she said, this is what I am, literally. But yes, she sees us every day coming out, doing what we need to do, doing how we need to do. They see our lives, amen, be as Christians. And we're believing God for them, that even a witch can get saved. See, being a Christian means that we're going to stand for Jesus in whatever circumstances may come up. We're not going to compromise just to be able to fit in. Can I tell you, folks, if you want to tell people about Jesus but you compromise, you're telling them the wrong thing. I'm not going to compromise because I want you to be able to fit in with me. I'm going to tell you about Jesus because where I am, there you may be also. See, sometimes it means that you're probably going to be mocked. You're one of those hallelujahs, yes, and I'm proud of it. Amen. You're one of those holy rollers. Yep, that's me, holy roller. Can I tell you, that's a great compliment, not an insult. Oh, you're one of those. Yep, that's me. That's me, and I'm proud of it. Not an insult, folks. It's a compliment when they tell you, oh, you're one of those guys. Yep, that's me. Do you want to be one too? You can be one. See, you got to be a positive event. You have to be a positive influence in all the arenas of your surroundings. You need to be able to step out of your comfort zone and not let your surroundings influence you, but you have to influence your surroundings. Will you lead this morning by faith? Will you live your faith publicly? Well, it's just between me and the Lord. It's just a private situation. Listen, nothing that Jesus ever did was private. He did it in a public setting. See, we need courage, amen, here in our church. And I close with this. There's no limits to what God can do in this church. You and I are here this morning because this is where God has brought you and I to. Did you hear me? You and I. Because God brought us here for a purpose to fulfill His will upon this city. He has put you here to make a difference, not only in your community, but the whole city of Colorado Springs. He has made it clear, amen, that those are His intentions. He wants you and I this morning to carry out those, to carry those things out. This year, amen, could be the most pivotal year of our church. The KOG, the kingdom of God, amen, can progress this year. There can be a great awakening. Can I tell you, I am excited to see all that God is going to do because, amen, He is moving forward right now. There is a place for you in this church. But can I tell you, you have to make it personal for you. When you rent a car, you tear that car up. Amen? Because it's not yours, right? You drive it, let me test it. Where you wouldn't do that to your car. You trash, you eat, something spilled, not mine. Right? Can I tell you, that's how we do if this is not your church. Let me spew myself out. I'm leaving anyways. I'm not coming back. I only make some cameo visits. When we make it ours, when it's your church, just like when it's your car, you baby your car. How many know that? You baby your things. You take care of your things. That's all we need to do with the house of God, folks. See, there's a great place for you in this church to accomplish all that. That He has for us, you have to, amen, take the steps, and you have to be able to help share the load, because the load is too much sometimes, amen. But as we come and we lighten the loads, amen, more things can be done and accomplished. If you read Psalms 91, I'm not going to read it. Amen. But you read Psalms 91, 1 through 16 on your own. This is God's promises to you and I now. Amen. God will keep his end of the deal. Will you keep yours? See, these promises will be ours. That's God's promises. If we can live up. I'm done. I told you. If we can live up and do what God has called you and I to do, God will always do his end. And he says to you and I, everywhere. Does that mean here? Everywhere. Does that mean there? Everywhere. Does that mean everywhere that that the feet of our souls shall walk upon, they will be yours. He told Joshua three times, be strong. Can I tell you, God doesn't have to repeat himself. But you know what he does? He reaffirms his promises to you and I. That this is what I'm going to do for you. That this is how much I'm going to take care of you. That the promises that God said to Joshua will be yours today. Let me have every head bowed and every eye closed this morning. Amen. You're here this morning. We're going to move quickly. You're here and you're not saved. You're here and you're backslidden. You want to surrender your life to Jesus. Would you simply do one thing? Listen, you know if you're right with God or not, okay? You know if your heart is right or not. Pastor, I look nice. I put some perfume up, but that's just to cover up the stench of our lives. Can we get right? And can I tell you, 27 years ago, I gave my life to Christ. I wasn't churched. I wasn't raised as a Christian. Just like Paul, I was the chief of sinners. Listen, there was things in my life that were no good. And though I had people around me, there were tendencies to take my life because I hated who I was. There was things in my life that were no good. Yet I would put up a front. My soldiers, while being in the U.S. Army, my soldiers would look at me and they would say, Sergeant, I want to be just like you. Amen. I portrayed myself as one way. Amen. When I was talking around the crowd, but when I was by myself, I was miserable. I was miserable because I was empty. And yet all the things that I tried to fill myself with just left a bigger void in my life. And that's you this morning. You're the life of the party, but when you're on your own, amen, you're miserable. You can be, amen, the word hypocrite means a stage actor. You can portray yourself to be, amen, anything that people want you to be. But yet when you're on your own, there is nothing but misery and despair. You want to find, amen, hallelujah. And Jesus this morning is telling you, I can help you. I can help you. But I can't help you unless you surrender to me. Jesus wants to touch you this morning. Will you surrender your life to Jesus? Would you simply do one thing? Would you lift up your hand? I want to pray with you. I want to pray for you. Lift up your hand quickly, quickly. I want to pray with you. Jesus is here in this place and he wants to touch your life. He wants to change your life. He wants to transform your life. You're here and you're not saved. You're here, you're not right with God. You're backslidden in your heart. You once knew the things of God, but you gave yourself back to the onslaught of the pigs of life. Anybody here, you want to lift your hand? You need prayer this morning. Amen. God told Joshua, be strong and of good courage. Can I tell you, we need to be strong. We need to be strong and courageous. The adversary does not play fair. He doesn't like you simply because of one thing, because you love and God loves you. But can I tell you, you need courage this morning. A sermon simply entitled, Courage. You need that courage because there are things that are laid before you that you can't see. And it stops you dead, sometimes even in your tracks. But this morning, you're going to trust in God. You are going to fully trust. I'm talking trust in God. God, I'm going to trust in you. I'm going to allow you to help me in every arena of my life. God, I trust in you. If that's you this morning, amen, the altar is open. Come, lay hold of God this morning. Come, lay hold of God this morning. The altar is open. Come, lay hold of God this morning. Allow God, where you think you've reached the limit, God can tell you, amen, you can move forward where you think this is as far as I've gone and I cannot go anymore. God says, amen, with me, all things are possible. In me, I can make the impossible things possible. God, I don't think I can, God says. Through you, you can't. Will you allow me to help you? See, God told Joshua, just as I was with Moses, I will be with you. What he's trying to do is he's saying, I am reassuring you that just as I was with Moses, so will I be with you. Oh, Robando, Jesus, we love you. God, we love you. Can you play the song, This Is My Desire? Hallelujah. So if you're here, listen, take your time at the altar. Take your time at the altar. We're going to sing the song, This Is My Desire. We're going to sing that song, This Is My Desire. Because our desire has to be to honor God. Our desire has to be to glorify God. Our desire has to be able to lift up the name of Jesus. I'm tired of feeding my flesh. I need to be able to lift up the name of Jesus. This is my desire. Let's sing it out. If you know it, sing it out with us.
This is my desire to honor you. And Lord, with all my heart, I worship you.
All that is within me,
and all I have within me, I give you praise. All that I adore is in me.
Oh, let's sing it out. Lord, I give it all to you.
Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul, I live for you alone, every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake, Lord, have your way
from the beginning. This is my desire. Church, let's sing it out. This is my desire.
This is my desire.
If you mean it, let's cry out to God.
Honor you, Lord, with all my heart. I worship you, Lord. All I have within me, I give you praise. All that I adore is in you.
With a thunderous voice, Lord, I give you my heart.
Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake.
Lord, have, let's sing it again. Lord, I give you my heart.
Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake. Lord, have your way in me.
Let's give God glory this morning. Yarabarando lo lo lo. Yababarando lo babando.